Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, interesting night last night.
Yep.
You know, the game, as far as I'm concerned, turned on this play, okay? I'm going to play it for you, all right?
I mean, yeah, I know which one. Everybody says that.
But actually, I'm not sure that everybody's going to say the one I'm going to play, but I'm going to play it for you anyway, okay?
Altuve getting thrown out at home.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
To me, it wasn't, and I'll explain why. Here it is.
So with one away, here's Tommy Pham. The 2-2, and Pham throws this one. Deep left center. 1-0 Rays.
The first score, I mean...
the first inning was the whole game.
Yeah, the first inning, because they had 50,000 people there, which they never do, first of all. And it was loud, and they got off to a lead. Altuve, he that finished off the game, I think, when he did that. But when he ran into to being out. But it was an interesting game to watch. I think we had a power outage somewhere in the phone system.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I just thought, you know, getting off to a quick start and getting a lead just did a lot for them. That's all, you know, in that game.
Getting a lead helped, but Verlander being back on 3 days and not having any command of any of his pitches was the big part.
Now,
Tampa Bay took advantage of his weakness, and that was pretty much it.
Now, do you think they left him in too long because he ended up throwing 90 to 100 pitches?
Because they didn't want to decimate their bullpen because they have to go forward, hopefully.
Yeah.
So they did the right thing because... Even with Verlander's meltdown, they only gave up 4 runs.
Yeah.
They didn't hit. They had a lot of opportunities. Altuve made a big mistake trying to score on that ball because they were down 3-0 on a time. There was only one out. They would have had second and third with one out with still a lot of a good part of a lineup coming up. With one hit, you're back in the game 3-2. With him getting thrown out at home, which took an absolutely perfect play to do, they had a man on second and 2 outs, so it changed the whole situation of the game. A lot of people are saying that's the turning point of the game, which, you know, that's a captain obvious turning point. But the turning point of the game was the start of the game when they shouldn't have pitched Verlander with 3 days rest. They were up 2-1. Whoever else they would have pitched would have been enough if they hit the ball, which they didn't. So even Cole could have pitched last night, and they would have probably lost the game because the bats didn't show up. But now you put yourself in a position where you pitched Verlander on a short day, so he's not going to be ready to pitch Saturday because then you're bringing him back on 3 days 2 times in a row. Cole's pitching Thursday, so he's not going to be able to pitch Sunday. So what happened here is you really set things up real nice for the Yankees because you're not going to have your rotation the way that you wanted it to have as you go into the series. So they really painted themselves in a corner. They'll beat the Rays tomorrow night. You know, you're going to hear all this stuff, David and Goliath. It's a one-game thing. I still think Houston beats them on Thursday night. But what you did was you really put yourself in a bad position for the next series.
Also, I look at Tampa Bay playing them, and unless we're both wrong, like when the Yankees played Houston 3 years ago, the Yankees won games at home convincingly, and Houston won games at their place convincingly.
Tampa's not a bad team.
No, Tampa's a good team.
Tampa has, besides Houston, the best pitching in the American League.
Right.
And they can shut you down at any time, and that's what they did with Tampa Bay with Houston the last 2 days. But Houston has the pitchers to match it. Greinke pitched bad the first game early, and they took advantage of it. And last night, so did Verlander. So Houston could have went to other pitchers for last night and set themselves up for Verlander to go deep Thursday, if there is a Thursday. And then you can nail it down with Cole pitching an inning Thursday because that's his throw day anyway, and you're set up perfect to go into the next series. But now, you're not. Like you said, Verlander threw 90 pitches, but he had to go as deep as he could because you didn't want to decimate your bullpen because then you really screwed up. So now it is what it is. They'll go to Houston. In all likelihood, they'll win. Could they lose? Anybody could lose at any time, but you really didn't set yourself up going forward in a good position, because your number one, your game one pitcher is going to be Greinke, and that's not the way Houston wanted to start the series.
All right.
So. Can he beat the Yankees? Of course he can beat the Yankees, but that's not ideally the way you wanted to set your staff up.
All right. So now and tonight there's two game fives tonight, right?
Yeah. Yep. Tonight. Both St. Louis plays Atlanta in Atlanta at 5 o'clock, and then after that, Washington plays L.A. at 8:37. Again, everything geared to the East Coast. The Dodgers playing at 8:37. That's fine for you, for me, but for the people that live in the West Coast, it's not. It's a 5:30 start for them too. So why not have Atlanta start at 7 and have the Dodger game start at 9:30? Say.
I agree with you.
I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's going to be a great matchup with the second game between Strasburg and Buehler. Those are the two best pitchers for each team right now. But don't discount this pitcher for Atlanta. The three pitchers Atlanta have that are very young. They're the best young pitchers in baseball, and Atlanta's staff is going to be real solid for a long time. They're at home. This kid threw a real good game first time out against St. Louis. I'm expecting it again today. Could the Cardinals beat the Braves? Well, of course they can, but I'm expecting the Braves to throw a real nice pitch here tonight and get that done. And the Washington-LA game, if Strasburg pitches the way that he pitched in game one, the Dodgers are going to be done.
All right. Anything else to talk about in sports?
I don't think there's a heck of a lot elsewhere. Hockey's starting up, and
I dread tomorrow.
No football today, thank goodness.
I dread tomorrow.
Who's playing football tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, it's Thursday night football.
Who's playing?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know what kind of garbage game they got for us.
The Giants at the Patriots.
Hey, you know what? Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What's the Giants' record right now?
2-3.
2-3?
Yeah.
Okay, even though it's 2-3, when the season started, do you think they'd be 2-3 yet right now?
No.
So and if they go in and they beat New England, it's a windfall. If they lose, you expected them to lose.
Well, if they lose, they'll be exactly where I thought they might be, which is 2-4 or 1-5. So
2-4 is better than 1-5, and the worst they can be is 2-4.
Yeah. So
and you know what? It's good for this young kid to play a team like the Patriots this year. I mean, he's got no running game. He's up against it. So it's good experience. It's fire by baptism for him. So baptism by fire for him. It's a good thing. It's not a bit. Even if the Giants go up there, and I'm not saying they're going to. If they lose 42-10, it's a learning experience for this quarterback because he's got to learn. And what better team to learn against than the Patriots?
Well, it's good. You're right, because the good thing is he played. The Minnesota defense was much better than any defense he's faced last time, and he didn't have a running game, and he kept them in the game basically. He didn't make very many big mistakes. So you're right. This is a learning year. I've been telling that to all my friends. You got to take the long view. We'll take a look at the end of the year and see his improvement. But if he keeps playing like he's playing, Giant fans should be very happy because they actually made a good draft pick.
I mean, the thing you're going to look for in this game against New England, if they don't win, is one, that he doesn't throw bad interceptions. Yeah. Two, that he doesn't take bad sacks and gets rid of the ball. Yeah. If he does that, it's a plus.
Yep.
Because he's going to see defenses on tomorrow night like he's never seen before.
All right, well, it's still going to be it's going to be interesting to watch anyway. And I will watch as much of it as I can, but it doesn't start till so late that it's hard for me to watch any of it
at all. What, the Giant game?
Yeah.
It starts 8 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I get up at 3 o'clock, quarter after 3 every morning.
Call in sick one day. Get your assistant out.
I wish I could. All right. I could see Jill Getty here at that hour of the morning. I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.